Biden appointed judge objects to Trump deporting illegal aliens convicted of murder, rape, child sex crimes, all with final deportation orders. By John Binder on May 22, 2025. A federal judge in Boston, Massachusetts, appointed by former President Joe Biden, is objecting to President Donald Trump's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, deporting several illegal aliens, all with final deportation orders, convicted of murder, rape, child sex crimes, and robbery. This week, DHS announced that Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents deported 8 illegal aliens from Mexico, Cuba, Laos, Burma, and Vietnam to South Sudan because their home countries would not accept them. The illegal aliens deported include 5 convicted murderers, 1 convicted robber, 1 convicted child sex predator, and 1 convicted rapist. Several of the illegal aliens were also convicted of assault, and 1 was convicted of kidnapping in addition to his murder conviction. Watch, ICE agent, Biden administration immigration policies put the public at risk. All of the illegal aliens had final deportation orders, one that dated back to 1999, meaning they have been through the immigration courts and a judge has ordered them to be removed from the United States. Late on Wednesday evening, Judge Brian Murphy, appointed to the U.S. District Court for the District of Massachusetts by Biden, ruled that the Trump administration violated a preliminary injunction that he issued in April by deporting the illegal alien convicts without giving them enough time beforehand to object to their deportations. Murphy is now ordering the Trump administration to either fly the illegal aliens back to the U.S. from South Sudan or allow them to go through a reasonable fear interview so they can challenge their deportation. DHS, in its discretion, may elect to provide this process to the 6 individuals either within the United States, should it choose to return them to the United States, or abroad, if at all relevant times DHS retains custody and control over the individuals in conditions commensurate to those the individuals would be housed in were they still in DHS's custody within the United States. Emphasis added. This order reflects a remedy, in light of the court's finding of a violation of its preliminary injunction, that has been narrowly tailored in accordance with principles of equity. The court cautions defendants that this remedy should not be construed as setting forth a course of conduct that would constitute compliance with the preliminary injunction, and the court is not, in ordering this remedy, making any findings or conclusions that compliance with these processes before deportation would have satisfied the requirements of its preliminary injunction in the first instance. Emphasis added. In response, DHS Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin called the ruling deranged and referred to Murphy as an activist judge who does not care about American victims of illegal immigration. These depraved individuals have all had their day in court and been given final deportation orders, McLaughlin said in a statement. A reminder of who was on this plane: murderers, child rapists, an individual who raped a mentally and physically disabled person. The message this activist judge is sending to victims and their families is we don't care, McLaughlin said. President Trump and Secretary Noem are working every day to get vicious criminals out of our country while activist judges are fighting to bring them back onto American soil. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.